time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Last week, I was invited by Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills and Liz Smith of Boys and Girls Club to attend a discussion about race relations in our community. That gathering took place two nights ago with about 16 people seated around the table in one of the smaller rooms at the Ingemar. Dinner was hamburgers and French fries. So except for the vegans, the healthy diversity of our community was well represented. Around the table were African Americans, Hispanic, Native Americans, whites, and several of mixed ethnicity. Police officers were there as well. We took time to listen to each other, sharing our respective stories and listening to everyone. I think the conversation was transparent and candid. There were some terms like implicit bias. Now, do we all have implicit bias against those of other race or ethnicity? I think we do. I could try to absolve myself of my race bias, but because after all, I have friends pretty much across every spectrum of race and nationality. But if I'm honest, it's easy for me to think more highly of myself than others, and by extension, one's own clan, family, race, nation. Now, in the course of conversation, I told a story about my son when he was age 17. That was 15 years ago. He and his close friend had gone to Big Five Sporting Goods, they intended to buy an airsoft gun. Such guns are the type that shoot little plastic balls enough to sting your skin if they hit at close range or maybe injure an eye. Now, before they went in, my son, who already had a gun, demonstrated how far and fast those little plastic balls can fly. He may have pointed the gun at his friend. They were pretty sure no one was around. When they came out of the store, a Eureka police officer pulled up with lights glaring and shouting loudly, "Put up your hands!" My son's airsoft gun was on the front seat, and he tried to explain it was just a toy, officer, not a real gun. But my son, his sister, his best friend were left with hands in the air for a good long time. Fortunately, the officer did not shoot him. But he was very angry and continued to shout at them that he would have shot him if he had had the airsoft gun in hand. Later, one of the African-American moms said something like this, "How would you like to feel like that about your son almost every night? I know I wouldn't like it." Many of the police officers told their stories, talking about the inherent risks, dangers, difficult decisions they have to make daily. Perhaps most touchingly, they told about how they love their families and yet put their lives in jeopardy whenever they confront criminals with guns or other weapons. They encouraged us not only to respect the uniform, but to see the person underneath the uniform. In the course of conversation, I began to feel hopeful. I felt the hope that our shared humanity runs deeper, far deeper, than the things that make us different and pull us apart. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.